News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Southwest Michigan will be very cold for the next week or so. Maybe a bit longer than that, WNDU meteorologist Mike Hoffman tells us. Much of the country is getting blasted with Arctic air from Canada.
We're going to see high temperatures some of the days only in the single digits. I think most days will reach into the teens, but when you factor in the wind chills, and especially when the winds are coming across Lake Michigan, they're a little stronger near the lake typically, and so wind chills are even lower there.
So we could be dealing with wind chills below zero. Hoffman doesn't expect the frigid conditions to end until the 7th or 8th of January.
This is going to be very cold air. There's even a potential chance for a freeze into the orange groves of Florida by the early part of next year.
Hoffman reminds everyone to bundle themselves up when they're going to be outdoors. He also reminds everyone to check on their elderly loved ones and to avoid leaving pets outside. Meanwhile, Michigan State Police have a warning for Michigan residents with extremely cold temperatures this week. Spokesperson Dale George tells us it's a good idea to limit your time outdoors when it's this cold. A person can get frostbite or hypothermia pretty quickly.
Watch for signs of frostbite, which include loss of feeling or pale appearance in fingers, toes, or face. Also, keep an eye out for hypothermia. And those symptoms include uncontrollable shivering, memory loss, drowsiness, and exhaustion.
George adds it's also a good idea to avoid traveling because black ice can't be seen and road salt doesn't work when it's this cold. He recommends making sure you have emergency supplies in your vehicle if you do travel. Keep yourself in the know about road conditions. They can be checked at michigan.gov/midrive. State Senator Tanya Shoemaker is looking back on 2017 confident the Michigan legislature accomplished a good deal. She tells us one major accomplishment of state lawmakers in the past year is making sure local governments can avoid unfunded liabilities.
Most recently, we put in reforms dealing with municipalities with regard to their other post-employment benefits to make sure that they're being fiscally sound and reporting it so that pensions and health care that they've promised to their retirees are there for them.
Shoemaker tells us lawmakers this year were also able to make progress on the opioid front, recently approving a legislation that requires doctors to check the records of patients being prescribed opioids. Shoemaker's disappointed the State House failed to approve auto insurance reform, but tells us she believes something new could be drafted in the year ahead. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the Michigan House has his eyes set on next year. Michael Arney reports.
As 2017 winds down, lawmakers in Lansing are looking ahead already to next year's session. State House Speaker Tom Leonard says an increased emphasis will be placed on skilled trades and technical education.
When you look at where Michigan's unemployment rate is right now, we are essentially at full employment. The problem is right now is we don't have enough skilled individuals to take a lot of these skilled trade jobs. So this is certainly something that's near and dear to my heart and something we need to work on.
The Lansing area Republican says mental health reform and ending driver responsibility fees are also on his 2018 agenda. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
The winner of State Senator John Prose's annual Pure Michigan Summer Photo Contest has been announced. It's Molly Pate of Berrien Springs with her sunset sail at South Haven Beach. Prose tells us his office holds the photo contest each year to get a look at some of Southwest Michigan's most beautiful scenery.
What was exciting for us is recognizing that we've got so many incredible artists, both professional and amateur artists, all throughout Southwest Michigan.
Coming in second in the photo contest this year is Madeline Gordon of Edwardsburg with Sunflower Field. Third place is Randy Willis of Benton Harbor with Rainbow Over Vineyard. Prose tells us the winning photo will receive a hanging ceremony in the state capitol after the new year. With 2017's tax year coming to a close, the Michigan Department of Treasury is asking state residents to consider making a contribution to the Fostering Future Scholarship Trust Fund. The fund provides scholarships to young adults who have spent their youths in the foster system. The awards are paid to the student's college or university within the state to help with tuition fees, room, board, books, and supplies. The Michigan Department of Treasury tells us there are about 13,000 youngsters in Michigan's foster care system at any given time. Many of them have no resources to attend college. When they age out, Fostering Futures can help them. Since 2012, fundraising efforts have totaled more than $1.1 million. Much of that money comes from donations. We'll have a link to contribute online at WSJM.com. That's Fostering Futures Scholarship Trust Fund. Experts are coming to communities around Michigan soon to help connect people with resources they need to be financially fit. 39 different Show Me the Money Day events are set to take place in Michigan in January and February, offering free assistance on a variety of topics, from applying to college, financial aid, to budgeting and buying a house. Allison Brooks with the Community Economic Development Association of Michigan tells us they're a way to kick off tax season and promote opportunities to increase income and build assets.
Even getting free tax assistance can save a low to moderate income family thousands of dollars per year, and that's really what it's all about, is putting the money back in Michigan families' wallets.
Information on where and when to find these events is at showmethemoneyday.org. Here in Southwest Michigan, there will be five such events in Kalamazoo in the next couple of months. And the holiday shopping season isn't quite over yet. The day after Christmas means gift returns and more bargains. Here's Michigan News Network's Charlie Langton.
Today is the unofficial start of the second holiday shopping season. First, there are people who want to return their Christmas gifts. But many, like Christina Smith from Melvindale, she's here at Walmart, and she's looking for some bargains.
I just caught a couple sales, you know. Really good. Everything's 50% off, so people don't know the gifts are actually get the day after Christmas.
And so far, Christina is looking like she's making a killing here the day after Christmas.
That's MNN's Charlie Langdon. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
American Electric Power, 72.99, down 0.66. J.P. Morgan, 107.02, down 0.43. Chemical Bank, 54.03, down 0.44. Cisco Systems, 38.48, down 0.07. General Electric, 17.43, up 0.05 on next dividend date. IBM, 152.84, up 0.34. Microsoft, 85.40, down 0.11. Fifth Third Bancorp, 30.68, down 0.16. Stryker, 154.20, up 0.06. Whirlpool, 170.15, down 1.53. XPO Logistics, 89.01, down 1. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed lower Tuesday as a decline in Apple stock helped drag the market lower. The Dow lost 8 points to 24,746, while the S&P 500 gave back 3 points to 2680. This is Al McKee with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. Bitter is the word on many lips to describe the temperature in many parts of the U.S. right now. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
It's an epic cold blast across much of the country. Dangerous wind chills as low as minus 50 in the northern plains. Even Mississippi and Georgia seeing wind chills in the 20s. And there is no warm-up in sight. Forecasters say the polar air will continue to spill into the eastern U.S. Wednesday morning. Karen Travers, ABC News, Bluebell, Pennsylvania.
Three large U.S. cities have filed a federal lawsuit against the Defense Department, saying many service members who are disqualified from gun ownership were not reported to the National Background Check System. New York City, San Francisco, and Philadelphia all filed a lawsuit today. In Virginia, a Defense Department failure allowed a disgraced former Air Force member to buy a high-powered rifle and shoot 26 people to death on November 5th at a Texas church. President Trump remains in Florida through the new year, and ABC's Karen Travers has details on what he was up to today, including a round of golf.
President Trump hitting the links this morning at the Trump International Golf Club in Jupiter, Florida. The White House says the president is golfing with Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue, professional golfer Bryson DeChambeau, and former pro Dana Quigley. This summer, the president backed a bill introduced by Senator Perdue that would dramatically cut legal immigration levels over the next decade. Immigration is a key issue the president intends to focus on when Congress returns to Washington next month. Karen Travers, ABC News.
An attorney says he knew the former South American soccer official he represents is innocent, but he expected a jury to convict him anyway. Bruce Udolph says the Brooklyn federal court jury asked a question about wire fraud Friday, convincing him it would convict Manuel Berga. Instead, the jury today exonerated the 60-year-old former president of Peru's soccer federation in a case connected to the FIFA bribery scandal. Three executives at the Miss America pageant have resigned. That's after an ex-employee revealed crude sexist emails between them about former contestants. Now one of those contestants is speaking out. There's ABC's Brian Mielke.
In emails obtained by Huffington Post, CEO Sam Haskell seemed to have particular contempt for 2013 winner Mallory Hagan, calling her huge, gross, saying he warned a man to get tested after sleeping with her. Haskell says the emails paint him in an unfair light.
I'm not seeing really an apology there.
Speaking to ABC News, Hagan says she sees the purge as an opportunity.
What we really want to focus on is how we're going to move forward in the future.
One step could be hiring more female executives. Hagan says she's not making any demands.
But I certainly think that they should have a lot of the say-so, and that's not what we've seen in the last decade.
Brad Mielke, ABC News.
California billionaire Henry Nicholas became a fierce advocate for the rights of crime victims after his sister was murdered and his mother ran into the accused killer in a grocery store. He donated millions from his fortune as co-founder of Broadcom to create what's known as the Crime Victims Bill of Rights, which is dubbed Marcy's Law. Nicholas is taking his crusade nationwide. Montana approved it in 2016, but the state Supreme Court recently tossed it out. It will appeal, it appear on the Oklahoma ballot in 2018. U.S. home prices shot up this fall. Here's ABC's Scott Goldberg.
The Case-Shiller Index of home prices in the nation's 20th largest cities went up 6.2% in October compared to a year ago, and home prices are now up 6% from their highs in 2006, the biggest leaps in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Diego. One concern is, with wages growing at less than half that rate, homes are becoming less affordable. Moody's Analytics is predicting because of the GOP tax bill signed into law by President Trump, home prices will fall nationally by 4% by 2019. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
An historic moment in one of television's longest-running shows. Here's ABC's Christopher Watson.
Oberlin.
The Doctor is now a woman. Actress Jodie Whittaker officially stepped into the role of the titular time traveler on Doctor Who Monday, taking over for the departing Peter Capaldi.
They'll get it all wrong without me.
It's a very big deal. 12 actors, all men, have played the part since Doctor Who debuted on the BBC in 1963. It'll be a while before we see Whittaker's take on the Doctor. The series isn't expected to return to the BBC until later in 2018. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
And people continue to see stars at the box office. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
It's a Merry Christmas for Star Wars The Last Jedi.
So much bigger.
The second film in the third trilogy is on pace to gross a little over $100 million this holiday weekend, just shy of $400 million total in North America, and around $750 million worldwide.
Cry, it's gonna be okay.
Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, is strong in second with almost $65 million since it opened Wednesday. In third, Pitch Perfect 3 is performing well, though behind the first two films. Matt Damon's Downsizing is a dud, though, barely cracking $5 million. The comedy Father Figures, an even bigger disaster. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast, brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home.